Yo, we are live. Check, check, check. 1, 2. Is this thing going?
Hello and welcome.
Yo, how's everybody doing? My name is Zeke Burse. That's spelled Z-E-E-K. B as in boy, U-R-S-E. If you're in London, it's Z-E-E-K. B-U-R-S-E. I'm a rock and soul artist currently based in Philadelphia, PA. Shout out to Philly, the amazing city of Philadelphia. And yeah, I'm looking at this podcast as an alternative platform for me to kind of express different things, my thoughts outside of being on stage. And it's not just going to be centered around just music. I'm sure you can expect a lot of music, or you should, I should say, expect a lot of music recaps and reviews and everything like that. But it's also going to be around entrepreneurship and the arts as a whole. So that's gaming, CGI, poetry, movies even, acting, modeling, all these different things that I'm definitely interested in. I may or may not be a part of some of the things, but definitely not a part of all of those things. So we're going to have some people come on as well, and they're going to talk about what they do, what inspired them to, you know, get to where they are right now and what they do. So this is a creative outlet or an alternative outlet outside of different things that we normally would do in our normal lives. Again, it's going to be also be on entrepreneurship. I am a new entrepreneur as of February 2018, so I haven't even made a whole year just yet. But I'm coming around. It has not been the easiest journey, let me tell you. We'll definitely get more into that, but such is life. So we're going to be covering life, art, and entrepreneurship. And if anything else sparks my interest, then I guess we'll talk about that too. We'll have some random topics as well. Some things may or may not be controversial. Nothing too crazy. It's not going to get anybody in trouble because we got shit to do. But at least it'll spark a conversation. So, yo, you can always hit me up with your questions. Maybe you have an interesting topic. You'd like to hear my views on it. Also, I must say, I probably should have said this at the beginning, but I have a co-host and she is absolutely awesome. She actually gave me the idea to start this podcast.
Gosh, that's swell.
And we're going to do it together. So her name is Paralee Knight. Paralee Knight with a K. The amazing Paralee Knight. Everybody knows, and if you don't, you should know her. She's amazing. So yeah, she's an amazing writer, also co-produced and manages a lot of things that is pertaining to the brand that is Zeke Burse. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun time. I'm so glad you are tuning in. This is the first episode. It's gonna be kind of like a rapid fire kind of things, jumping from one topic to the next. Some breakaways, some cutaways, just to keep your interest. Hopefully you keep it locked. Thank y'all for tuning in this far. And yeah, we got some shit for you. Here we go.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
All right. So we're gonna jump right into it. Check it out. Whenever you hear this sound, that means we are at random topics. I won't go in any specific order. So some episodes, it'll be the first thing like it is today. And in other episodes, it may or may not be until the very end. But check it out. This is a very interesting conversation that I had with a friend. And we kind of compared and contrast, you know, the current times, pretty much how maybe being with one person is not necessarily the norm in today's time. And then to other people, pretty much you're crazy as hell if you are with more than one person. So let's talk about it. I figured I'd do a little bit of research and I found some interesting terms for different things. So polygyny, right? Polygyny. That's with a N-Y. Is pretty much specifically a man who has more than one wife.
Roger that.
Polyandry is a woman who has more than one husband.
All right, then.
And then the one that we actually know, polygamy, which is having more than one wife or more than one husband. And that's in marriage. And then, of course, there's another step to that that I researched and found out that pretty much when there is more than one husband and more than one wife in a marriage, it's pretty much a group marriage.
Oh, my goodness.
So I jumped really far ahead into marriage, but let's just talk about, like, the stages before that, which is like dating. You know, if you're with someone and pretty much it's not understood that you're allowed to have other partners, then of course that's equates to cheating. But let's think about it. You know, my part of the conversation was that oftentimes people aren't really honest and are open up front about what they want at the beginning of a relationship, or maybe they want something but they don't want to ride it out for the rest of the time, which is quite interesting. But at the end of the day, I feel like in a lot of cultures, the Western culture and myself being an African-American, in the Black culture, we have some things that just kind of seem to be taboo. And not that I'm not speaking for the entire culture, because I dare not do that. And there are definitely people that are more free to speak on different things. And they have that level of comfortability in their relationships, which I think is the most beautiful thing. But yeah, we were going back and forth, and I was saying, like, hey, do you really think that... you know, being with one person and being, you know, monogamous, if you will, is dated, you know. It's a very interesting thing. First off, I probably should have said it at the beginning, I'm a single guy, and I'm not really looking into being in a relationship with anyone. I am literally dedicated all of my time and my life up to this point to music and creating and just really trying to make the world a better place. So that's what takes up the most of my time, but I'm still not remiss to having the conversations. So anyway, it's quite interesting. And we were going back and forth as to whether or not monogamy is like the end thing anymore, if people are actually really interested in doing that. And if they're not, why aren't they talking about the fact that they aren't interested in doing it? Why are they just more or less going along with it and then ultimately breaking someone's heart that they're with because they, you know, infidelity, maybe if they're married, or they just cheated and went out with someone else, just different things like that. And I feel like we should be, as a whole, as this may or may not be easier said than done, but kind of challenge yourselves to be more open about having a conversation with someone that you are with. You know, not saying that you got to have this conversation with any and everybody, but maybe at the beginning, if it's something that you're actually interested in doing, it being having multiple partners at one time, see if that person is into it, because you would be surprised. They very well could be. So yeah, it's an interesting topic, a random topic, and you know, talk amongst your friends if you're comfortable with it, and see what they say, and hit me up with your questions too about this. I'd be interested to see where you all stand on the topic. Do you think that monogamy is a dated thing, or do you think it's not? You know, I'd be curious to know what you all think.
Evidently,
hit me up.
Boy, was my face red.
Woo! Yo, we back. I'm super excited about this next segment. It's on music, of course. I'm sure you could have guessed that if I'm so excited about it. But yeah, good things, bad things, some things indifferent, some things on the local scene, some things on the major scene. But all in all, it's music.
Music.
So, yo, we're going to start with something very, very amazing. I'll say that. Snoop Dogg actually received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. And he was definitely joined by some other amazing people. Dr. Dre, Quincy Jones, Jimmy Kimmel. And he did something very, very interesting. He being Snoop, he thanked himself.
Well, I didn't see
he
that
thanked
coming.
Himself. And I thought it was absolutely really cool that he did that. And I'll tell you what he said. Quote, he said, "Thank me for believing in me. Thank me for doing all of this hard work. Thank me for never quitting. Thank me for always being a giver." And he went on to say a few other things that he thanked himself for. But that's real shit, man. You got to believe in yourself. You got to have faith in yourself. You got to keep yourself pretty much on 100, even when it's very, very hard to. Not saying that you have to do it all by yourself. I'm not painting that picture at all. And having the help of other people and or a team is absolutely essential to be great in life. And that's just outside of music. But it's really cool to also encourage yourself and kind of pat yourself on the back when you do things, you know, that are great, and, you know, have your moments, take your moments. And also when you push through the thresholds, the personal thresholds that you have that may have been keeping you back for maybe a few days or weeks or months, once you actually knock those walls down, give yourself, you know, a little bit of a celebration, have a shot, maybe, you know, let somebody else know, you go out and celebrate it together. The small wins become the big wins, you know. So that's a really cool thing. I'm excited about it. Speaking of Dr. Dre, like I said, who actually accompanied Snoop at the ceremony, new music is out. Shout out to Anderson .Paak. He released a new body of work, and I think he's absolutely amazing as well. I must be transparent. I did not get a chance to listen to the record, but it is on my to-do list. I'm very particular about listening to music when I'm in the middle of creating. I don't know. It's interesting. Whatever. Anyway, I know the album is dope. I did get a chance to hear one song. It's called Tints, T-I-N-T-S, T-I-N-T-S, and it's featuring Kendrick Lamar, who I think is also dope. I'm pretty sure that's, you can tell it's my favorite word. But he is. Kendrick Lamar is dope. I actually had a conversation last night with some people from Rec Philly. Shout out to Rec Philly, an amazing company. That's pro independent artists, and you know, pretty much being able to own your own stuff and having a support system like Rec Philly goes back to what I was just saying. You gotta have a team, man. I'm a proud member of Rec Philly, so I'm excited about it. But anyway, last night we were talking about Anderson .Paak and some of the things that he's done and some of his music and everything. It's really, really cool. So shout out to Anderson on that. Mariah Carey actually released an album, and I don't know how many people actually know about it. But yeah, she released an album, so I'm actually going to check it out. I know everybody has their thing to say about Mariah, and no, I'm not a Mariah fan, but I respect her. You know, I respect pretty much all artists, especially if you're working on some shit and you're putting it out. That's dope. Shout out to her, H-E-R, her latest single prior to her new album. Maybe I shouldn't say latest, but her biggest single prior to the album was Focus. I'm sure you all heard that on AC and R&B radio. But it was an awesome record. I like the record, and I like her as an artist too. She's very organic, and I like that about her. So shout out to her on her release. Tyler the Creator, I'm sure you all heard, he actually did the soundtrack for The Grinch. Tyler the Creator. So yeah, shout out to him. I didn't get a chance to listen to that. It's a lot of music, I'm just gonna admit, I have not gotten a chance to listen to, but that's only because I myself am in a mode of creating. I'm working on my next body of work, and I like to isolate myself from others' work, you know, so that I get the most pure inspiration for my own ideas. So yeah, speaking of Tyler the Creator, Jaden Smith. Somebody get that on the way home, as they say in church. Jaden Smith also released some new music too. I've heard some people's opinions on it. Some people aren't too crazy about it. I can't speak on that. I haven't heard it once again, but I'm going to check it out, and I'll definitely let you all know what I think about it. Muse, M-U-S-E, the rock band Muse. I freaking love this band. I think their biggest single to date was Uprising. But I love that band. I love their sound. This latest body of work that they released, I did get a chance to listen to that. And I like it a lot. It gives you like it's almost as if they're channeling Tron, the movie Tron. So it's like this futuristic kind of approach to it. And it's a lot of arpeggiated sounds and synths and stuff like that too. That album is called Simulation Theory. And my favorite song on that record so far, okay, I have two, but one of them is Break It To Me. The other is Propaganda. The reason I love Propaganda, because it actually gives me a little bit of Prince, some Prince vibes in it. And if you hear it from the moment it comes on, you might not be able to tell, but once the lead singer starts to sing, you'll be like, okay, I get it. But I thought they did a great job. It's a solid body of work, and it's quite lengthy. 21 tracks on that album.
Oh, my goodness.
21 tracks. I should correct myself. On the Super Deluxe version of the album, there's 21 tracks. But anyway, whatever. I like them, so I, of course, listen to it. Some of them are like acoustic versions of different songs. It's a lot of the same songs, but just different remixes, if you will, of them. Holiday music, holiday albums. For those that love holiday albums, John Legend released a Christmas album this year, as well as Jesse J. And of course, again, speaking of Mariah, she didn't release a new one, but she doesn't have to, because that same Christmas album goes to number one every year around this season. So maybe I should start thinking about doing a Christmas album.
Evidently.
And maybe I'll label it my take on Mariah's Christmas and just go in. I don't know. We'll see what happens. On the local scene, the local Philadelphia scene, I'd like to highlight two artists, one being a band and another is an artist. Foxtrot and The Get Down. They actually, it's an indie rock band. They actually released two singles One is called Battered and Blue, and the other is Down and Out. And it's so funny because me and my business partner, Perry Lee, we were in New York maybe a couple weeks ago, give or take 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we had a meeting out there, and Perry Lee actually was doing some things for her job. So I was kind of like helping her out with that as well. And just like anything else, you post different things on social media, like what you're doing. And thankfully, I've gotten a little better at actually keeping on top of stories. Anyway, posted that I was in New York, and I get a message from Foxtrot saying, yo, we're actually playing Rockwood Music Hall tonight at 10:30. And we're like, yo, we're going to come through. So it was really interesting that it actually happened. But they rocked the shit out of that stage, man. They go in and they go hard. So shout out to Foxtrot on those singles releases, as well as an amazing show in New York, which they always do. I also want to shout out an artist by the name of CJ. It's spelled C period J-A-E. He actually released two singles this year so far. He released one called Paradise, and most recently around like the election time, November 6th. I hope you voted, by the way, everyone. I hope you voted. Please tell me you voted. If you didn't, don't tell me you didn't vote. Anyway, CJ released another single around that time called American Voice. I'm not sure if it's released on all the other platforms like Paradise is, but I'm sure I can tell you right now you can find it on SoundCloud. But it's a great record, man. Shout out to him. He has an amazing voice. He's an R&B singer, R&B soul singer, I should probably say. But an awesome guy. Both bands that I mentioned and our artists, if you will, are amazing within their own rights. So I just wanted to shout out some local things that are happening. Last but definitely not least, Lauren Talese. Lauren Talese, that's spelled LaurinTalese. Lauren space Talese. An amazing vocalist. Amazing vocalist, jazz vocalist. She actually just won the Sarah Vaughan vocal competition. What? Like what? She just won that shit. Shout out to Lauren Talese from the highest mountain that could ever be climbed on this amazing achievement. She's absolutely amazing. No shade to the other contestants. I don't know them, but I just know Lauren Talese and she's freaking awesome. So shout out to Lauren on that. Congratulations. It's definitely well deserved. Yo, that's all I got for music. We gonna keep it moving. Woo-wee! And we're back. So let's talk entrepreneurship, right? I've been doing this thing for, as I mentioned before, not really, really long. It hasn't even been a whole year. I must admit, it has not been a year. But I have dived in to the deep. I have taken the plunge. I haven't drowned. Thankfully, I haven't drowned. Thankfully. But yeah, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing being an entrepreneur, especially when you're doing it full time. There's no other income. So you don't have that bi-weekly or monthly or however often you get paid from a regular 9-to-5. You don't have that convenience. So it takes a lot of discipline, a lot of discipline and a lot of innovation, creating opportunities for yourself. Just having a lot of grit and tenacity to be great at what you want to do. One of the things that I've found that works for me is starting my morning or day, if you will, out with something that's motivational. Sometimes it's just general motivation, right? General. And then other times it comes from different forms of reading. Comes through, I should say, different forms of reading. One of the articles or websites that I read a lot of actually has a magazine as well is Entrepreneur.com. Oh, the irony, right? No, it's pretty direct, actually. So yeah, entrepreneur.com. And they have some really cool articles for entrepreneurs. And even if you're not an entrepreneur, maybe you're just a business owner that hasn't truly switched over to being a full-time entrepreneur, that's fine too. Yo, check out some of this stuff. Read up on it. Some amazing things. One very interesting article that I read today, it actually was released today. It's called Why Small Talk is a Big Deal and What to Do If You Hate It, right? So for those that aren't really pro small talk and all those different things like that, and you just really want to just dive into the business part of things, I don't want to talk to you about your kids. I don't want to talk to you about your dog. I don't want to talk to you about the weather, different things like that. This article is letting you know why small talk is a big deal and what you can do if you absolutely hate it. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not going to insult your intelligence on that, as they say. Just check it out. It's an amazing, amazing article. It's written by a guest writer, Weldon Long. Weldon Long. And his website is weldonlong.com. But he's a business owner too, but he wrote this article. And one thing that I actually will read from you was very interesting. It says, quote, a 2018 study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology found that we tend to, quote, like those who are similar to us. And as a result, we find them more trustworthy. So the article touches on trust and different things like that, and how small talk can develop trust. The article goes further to say, quote, the best way to build rapport and uncover things you have in common with a prospect is through small talk, genuine small talk. The simple truth is that this chit chat can lead to trust by giving the prospect enough time to find similarities in us and then grow to trust us. Yo, small talk equals trust is what I get from that. That was the end of the quote, by the way. Now I'm saying small talk equals trust. So yeah, you got to be a little strategic in how long you want to engage in small talk before you get into, you know, the nitty gritty of the business and start handling the different things like, you know, logistics. We all love that part of it. But yo, don't negate the small talk. I personally am a fan of small talk. I personally have to work on not doing it too long. But at the end of the day, it's all cool, and it's a learning experience for a lot of us. But yo, if you hate small talk, learn to love it. So that's all we got for you on the Entrepreneur Tip. Let's stay focused. Let's keep working. Let's keep grinding it out. And, you know, let's support each other, because we can do this. We can do this. Keep it locked. All right. So I got another segment for you. This is called 1 Minute Wisdom. 1 Minute Wisdom. And it's literally based off a book that's entitled 1 Minute Wisdom. It's written by Anthony DeMello. And I may or may not have pronounced that incorrectly. So I'm going to say Anthony and then spell out D-E space M-E-L-L-O. This is 1 Minute Wisdom. And literally in this book, the premises of this book, it's like 1 minute, you know, things about wisdom or on wisdom. The way it's written, it's a dialogue usually between the master and the disciple. But outside of that, every once in a while, it'll be the master and someone else. But the master is the main character in the book. You don't have to read chapter after chapter. There are no chapters. It's literally 1 minute excerpts. All right, so I will start a timer and I will give you your 1 minute wisdom in a minute along with my my thoughts on it. So here we go, starting now. It says, a newly married couple said, quote, what shall we do to make our love endure? Said the master, love other things together. I'll read it again. A newly married couple said, quote, what shall we do to make our love endure? And the master replied, love other things together. I'm down to 32 seconds. So in a nutshell, I love that. I really, really do love that. If you really love someone else and you want to, you know, grow a stronger bond with them, learn to love new things, but do it together. You know, you never know. You may find out that you love camping and you all find this, I don't know, location that you can camp at year round. You may find out that you both want to love someone else unanimously. You never know. I'm just going off what I talked about earlier. I got 5 seconds. Stay wise. Stay focused. 1 minute wisdom. Boom. All right. Books, TV shows, movies. Let's talk about it. All right, so let's start with TV shows. Personally, I just finished watching American Horror Stories, this latest season. I feel like it went really, really fast. Anyway, I love that show. I love that series. I am a huge fan of AHS. And Yeah, I've seen every episode, every season. I know every character. I know every actor in their multi-character roles that they play. The director and the creator of that show is just absolutely genius. So yeah, I love that show. I was sad to see the season finale, which it's like that every season. I won't even give any spoilers. When I say I'm sad, by the way, I was sad to see it go. So yeah, I'm anxiously anticipating that. Outside of that, that's probably the only show that I've watched, you know, without end. I would sometimes skip a week so that I can watch two episodes in a row. That's how much I didn't like to be left hanging. So anyway, whatever, it's over. Tear. But yeah, outside of that, I watched like some Rick and Morty. I watch some anime stuff. I don't know. And then the typical stuff like Family Guy, Futurama, South Park. I love The Office. Like I said, I don't know if I mentioned that already. I think I did. But I love The Office. I watch reruns of The Office every day. That show was absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, books. I finished Mastery, and I finished it like a little bit ago, actually. But that's the latest book that I actually finished. And I'm looking for the next one. I've started some, and they really didn't speak to me, so I've put those down. Yeah, so if you have any books in mind that you want to suggest, I'm totally open to it. I would love to, I'd love to embark on those journeys. So yeah, that's that for books. That's for TV shows, movies. I did see Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought it was cool. I thought it was really, really cool. I did run across this article that said 10 things that were not true about Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, one thing that I do know for certain, I thought it was a great movie. So, and I love Freddie Mercury. He's freaking awesome. So that's that. All in all, there was a very, very short segment on it, but I will research more, and I'll be back to talk about some more movies and TV shows. Hopefully more so more books. I am a huge podcast listener as well too. Shout out to JLD on his entrepreneur podcast. It's called Entrepreneurs on Fire. That podcast is absolutely amazing. I love it. That is one podcast that I listen to all the time. And also, shamelessly, I also listen to The Read. shout out to Kid Fury and Crystal. Yeah, I love that podcast as well too. So yeah, those are like my big brother, big sister podcast that I've kind of done some research on. Not just those, but multiple podcasts. And now we are here and we're doing our own. So I'm excited about it. That wraps up the TV, movies, books, and et cetera. Yo, we made it. We've made it to the end of the show. And yeah, it was really, really quick. I know it's a short episode. It's the first one. So, you know, bear with me. I'm excited y'all spent your time. You checked out the episode. And there's definitely more to come. Again, you'll get to hear from my co-host, Paralee Knight. She's going to be excited. I know it'll be on as well, too. I'm going to be excited to have her. And then anybody else that wants to be a guest on the show, you know, shoot me a message. Reach out to me. Let me know what you do. And maybe we can work that out. Maybe we can make that happen. Thank you all for your time. Thank you for your energy. Continue to spread love. Continue to spread light. Let's make some amazing changes in the world. It's definitely needed. Again, my name is Zeke Burst. You can find me on all social media sites, Instagram and Facebook more predominantly. But there's also Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube under Zeke Burst. That's Z-E-E-K, B as in boy, U-R-S-E, Zeke Burst. Check me out. Hit me up. Let me know you heard the show. That would be awesome, too. Until next time. All right. Books, TV shows, movies. Let's talk about it. All right, so let's start with TV shows. Personally, I just finished watching American Horror Stories, this latest season. I feel like it went really, really fast. Anyway, I love that show. I love that series. I am a huge fan of AHS. And yeah, I've seen every episode, every season. I know every character. I know every actor in their multi-character roles that they play. The director and the creator of that show is just absolutely genius. So yeah, I love that show. I was sad to see the season finale, which it's like that every season. I won't even give any spoilers. When I say I'm sad, by the way, I was sad to see it go. So yeah, I'm anxiously anticipating that. Outside of that, that's probably the only show that I've watched, you know, without end. I will sometimes skip a week so that I can watch two episodes in a row. That's how much I didn't like to be left hanging. So anyway, whatever, it's over. Tear. But yeah, outside of that, I watched like some Rick and Morty. I'll watch some anime stuff. I don't know. And then the typical stuff like Family Guy, Futurama, South Park. I love The Office. Like I said, I don't know if I mentioned that already. I think I did. But I love The Office. I'll watch reruns of The Office every day. That show was absolutely ridiculous. So yeah, books. I finished Mastery, and I finished it like a little bit ago, actually, but that's the latest book that I actually finished. And I'm looking for the next one. I've started some, and they really didn't speak to me, so I've put those down. Yeah, so if you have any books in mind that you want to suggest, I'm totally open to it. I would love to embark on those journeys. So yeah, that's that for books. That's for TV shows. Movies, I did see Bohemian Rhapsody. I thought it was cool. I thought it was really, really cool. I did run across this article that said 10 things that were not true about Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, one thing that I do know for certain, I thought it was a great movie. So, and I love Freddie Mercury. He's freaking awesome. So that's that. All in all, it was a very, very short segment on it. But I will research more. And I'll be back to talk about some more movies and TV shows. Hopefully more so more books. I am a huge podcast listener as well too. Shout out to JLD on his entrepreneur podcast. It's called Entrepreneurs on Fire. That podcast is absolutely amazing. I love it. That is one podcast that I listen to all the time. And also shamelessly, I also listen to The Read. shout out to Kid Fury and Crystal. Yeah, I love that podcast as well too. So yeah, those are like my big brother, big sister podcast that I've kind of done some research on. Not just those, but multiple podcasts. And now we are here and we're doing our own. So I'm excited about it. That wraps up the TV, movies, books, and et cetera.